Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I like your show for so many reasons. It's unique and provocative. A quick question, though. I'm wondering why you didn't go to the CNN debate. It seems like you're always howling for, you know, mass media exposure. I mean, what happened there?
Well, it's one thing to go to a debate where the deck is not loaded and top-loaded. But it's another thing to go to a show on CNN. Larry King was off tonight, and there's somebody by the name of Joyce filling in for him. I don't know who she is. So first they invited me on. Then they told me that the other guests would be a panel. Then they disclosed the panel would be Al Sharpton, Whoopi Goldberg, and somebody else. They were setting me up for a fall, Mike.
It seems like when you fight the good fight, though, you have to take it where it goes. I mean, why not take it?
Because you don't understand that you only fight a battle that you have a reasonable chance of winning. Only a fool would put himself in a position that he can't win in. How could I win with a stacked panel like that when the moderator could cut me off? If I were to say to Al Sharpton, before you raise your big mouth about me, why don't you tell the people about the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire and the people who died because you went there with a bullhorn? You think they'd let that get out on the air?
I'm a babe in the woods, Mr. Savage. I don't
know. Oh, well. Or if I said to Whoopi Goldberg, that failed a talk show host, everything they've given her, she's failed at recently in radio. Okay? And if I said to her, you disgust me, because when Nancy Pelosi was on The View with her husband, Paul, you said, I'd like to do her, and I'd like to do him. You nauseate me. Why would I want to be in the same on the same screen with those people, Mike?
I don't know.
Dang, well, now you know. You think I'm making it up? So I wouldn't go on to CNN tonight. It's coming up on Larry King, who's away down there. I don't know what he's doing, but somebody, you know, Joy is on. No, I'll go on. If Larry wants to interview me one-on-one on this issue, I'd be glad to do so. Maybe. I might be glad to do so. I may not do it anyway. CNN is a bear trap. CNN is a bear trap for anybody conservative. Look what they did the other night, last week, rather, with the YouTube CNN debate when they put a planted, gay, phony general in the audience to throw out a question, and then Anderson Cooper followed up with, did you get the question answered adequately? That's your idea of a fair debate? It's like a Stalinist show trial. No, you don't have to go into the, Daniels in the lion's den is for mythology, not for reality. Only a fool puts himself in a place where he can't win. If it's a fair-minded debate, one-on-one, I'll do it. But they'll never give me that. All right, I'm going to shift gears for a minute. I'll go back to the lawsuit momentarily. But last night, Hillary Clinton planted a deep throat into last night's debates at the YouTube debates. She planted this deep throat, and I believe Anderson Blooper was in on the conspiracy, because he could have cut the guy off. Instead, later on, Anderson Blooper continues by asking the retired general, Keith Kerr, about the homosexual issue. So Anderson Blooper, who has had no credibility whatsoever for a long time now, has zero credibility. Listen to this.
Today, don't ask, don't tell is destructive to our military policy. Every day, the Department of Defense discharges two people, not for misconduct, not for the unit cohesion.
Let's pause right here. Now, a real moderator would have cut this man off because he was not asking a question. He was making an editorial statement. So this was planned by Hillary Clinton. This man works for her. It was planned, in my opinion, by CNN and Anderson Blooper. This was a complete setup. But the shame here, really, is that the Republicrats didn't boo the guy out. So you know what? I'm not answering that question. There's no place here. You're obviously working for the opposition. Goodbye. They didn't do that. Instead, they went along like the sheeple they are. I have no faith in this. Yeah, continue with the deep throat.
Cohesion, but simply because they happen to be gay.
Okay.
And we're talking
Senator
about
McCain.
Doctors, nurses, pilots, and the surgeon right. who sews somebody up.
Well, go on. Keep going. Go
General,
on.
Thanks for your service, but I believe in what Colin Powell said when he said that having openly homosexual people serving in the ranks would be bad for unit cohesion. And
let's
the reason
pause
for
right
that,
there, because Anderson Cooper then shows that he was in on this, in my opinion, in clip 33, by instead of brushing it off, Anderson Cooper goes along with his script. Listen to 33.
Governor Romney, you said in 1994 that you looked forward to the day when gays and lesbians could serve, and I quote,
all right, let's
openly.
Stop radio. Why don't you enlist, Anderson? I'm not saying you're gay, but you certainly could enlist if you're so interested in do ask, do tell. Listen to clip 34 again. Old Anderson Cooper shows that he was part of this conspiracy. Listen to 34.
General Kerr is, as I said, is here. Please stand up. General, thank you very much for being with us. Did you feel you got an answer to your question?
With all due respect, I did not.
All right, I don't care about this old queen, frankly. He disgusts me to make it. My flesh crawls from the old queen. That was a general? Now you wonder why I was still in Iraq 5 years later. General, with General Keith Kerr, you know why I was still in Iraq 5 years later. That's all. He wasn't just racking up cue balls at the pool table. Okay, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whole country's like Rome. It's melting down like Rome. But there it is. You go along with it. I don't. So now you know why people don't like me. They don't like reality. People don't like reality. They want soft talk, nice talk, fake talk. And meanwhile, our enemies are circling us. They're circling us like vultures. So that's what happens. When you have weakness at the top and corruption at the top, what you wind up with is an enemy that encircles you. Know, other nations have come and gone. We're on the way out, not on the way in. That's all. So I'll continue with my lawsuit, since you know what I think about the phony Republicans who gobble debate. They could have said, I'm not answering the question. If they had any brains, they would have said, you know what? You didn't ask a question. You sound like you're making an editorial statement. I don't like the smell of it. If they're not smart enough to smell a rat in a debate, how are they going to smell a rat on a battlefield? There, these people are professional politicians. Well, you want me to go on? I'll read it. I'll go to part 30 of the lawsuit. I'm not going to read